This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado 80534.
Well, good morning, Dr. Dan, here at the American Freedom Network. And certainly, the world financially is really on the verge of chaos. Certainly, the currencies of the world, none of them are backed by gold. Certainly, countries can simply print money, which is what the United States is doing, at an enormous rate. And basically, somehow or other, why we created some $16 trillion back in 2008, and we gave that money to European banks and European corporations and corporations of the United States to prevent, of course, the total meltdown of the financial system, and then that was kept secret from the American people. The transparent Federal Reserve System, which most people think is a federal agency, which is not. A privately owned central bank owned by the bankers to benefit the bankers, concealed the truth until they were forced to reveal $16 trillion. What happened to it? Was it ever repaid? We don't know. We don't really know much about anything going on other than we know that we have high unemployment in this country, 14 million people, over 14 million people unemployed. Certainly we have another 9.6 million underemployed. We have another 6 million have given up looking for work, 28, 29 million people. A significant part of the workforce of this country simply is either unemployed, underemployed, or has given up looking for work. We have 46 million people on food stamps, 56 million people receiving Social Security checks, and another 79 million waiting to retire. The baby boomers retiring in the next 20 years, going on Medicare, getting Social Security. Sydney, how long can you keep spending money that you don't have? Right now, for every dollar the American spends or the American government spends, they've got to borrow about 43 cents. Can this go on indefinitely, living on borrowed money? Can you spend yourself into prosperity, especially when money has very little value? It used to be that $20 would buy you an ounce of gold. Today, $1,600 will buy you an ounce of gold. And of course, before long, who knows what it's going to cost to buy an ounce of gold. Well, with us this morning is a fascinating guest. He's written a book called Greenspan Bubble, and he's written a number of other books going into the background of what's happening financially, and I've always found his commentaries fascinating. Just read one this morning about what's happening economically, certainly in our country and throughout the world. Mr. Sheehan, what do you think about what's going on? What is the solution to the problem?
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. What's happening right now is approaching chaos. For instance, you wouldn't maybe understand that from reading the news or from watching TV. But for instance, this morning on the CFA news, that's Chartered Financial Analyst News, they send out every morning the news of what has happened. And the headline was that the Eurozone nears a plan for bank recapitalization. But if for somebody who read the stories from Europe, I can just, you know, number one, Sarkozy and Merkel ended the meeting by screaming at each other. Two, Sarkozy wants unlimited money in the ESFS, that's the bailout fund. Number three, the bailout of Italy, Spain, and Portugal has to be, requires the participation of all 27 countries, but one diplomat said that 24 are against it. They don't want to pay. Number four, the recapitalization of the banks, which they keep touting, is not authorized. Five, Merkel gave the German parliament more authority to effectively veto Germany bailing out Europe. I could go on and on, but that just gives an indication of in Europe, and the United States has its own chaotic maneuvers that are going on right now, too.
Well, my understanding is that although Greenspan is denied, he's going to have a quantitative easing free here, in other words, creating a lot more money, just throwing money into the economy to try to stimulate it, to get jobs going, and it does get jobs going. You pour a lot of money in the economy, you get jobs going, but only for a short period of time, and then you got to throw more money in to get the jobs going. And now apparently he's talking, he's been denying all the while we're going to have quantitative easing three, but everything suggests that they're going to have to do that, otherwise our economy will collapse too. Is that true?
Absolutely. One thing that he either doesn't understand, or maybe he does understand, is that the two larger, QE1 and QE2, when he bought mortgage securities, when he bought treasuries, both helped security prices, but they didn't really make it to the economy. If you look at, average income in the United States, excuse me, from the time when he started the first QE, it is down. I should say the median income, so half earning more, half earning lower, it's down about 7%. So he hasn't done anything to help the economy, and his motive may be to boost house prices, which in the end is what is really holding much of the economy down. But he hasn't done that. They keep falling.
So what is going to happen in your estimation?
Well, I think we are, at some point, we seem to be approaching, maybe they'll be able to delay it, a financial crisis in which now it's the governments who will need a bailout, and, of course, there's nobody to go to. That was, and many people said it at the time, back in 2008, the problem with bailing out the banks was that where we were going to end up was that the governments were no longer going to have credit available to be able to support anything because they couldn't support themselves, and that's really where we have arrived now.
Well, can't we just keep printing money? If we keep printing money, well, there'll be plenty of money, won't there?
Yeah, and that's why I hesitate about when this is going to happen, because they will, I think. I don't think there's any question that that is Bernanke's solution.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Frederick Sheehan, his book, Greenspan Bubble. We'll be right back.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, I was just saying that obviously we're having real problems with the economy. Certainly the solution from the point of view of the economists, not from the point of view of logic or people who understand what money's all about and how what's happened in past centuries when other countries have been in similar positions. But the modern-day economist just says, well, we'll just print more money and that'll solve the problem. And it does solve it temporarily as from value of the certainly the money decreases because the more money you have, the less it, value it has. When you do that, you steal from the public. You steal the money in the pension funds, the insurance policies, and annuities, the value of CDs, the value of bonds, the value of anything denominated in dollars. But it, of course, protects the politicians, and so they can retire with their big salaries, which, of course, are always linked to inflation. They haven't given any inflation boost to people on Social Security for a couple of years because they claim there hasn't been any inflation. They're going to give them a 3% boost next year, but they're going to take it back because the price of Medicare is going up. So, but don't you worry about the politicians. They have their own retirement system. They have their own health care system. The politicians look after themselves. It is simply the public which is being fleeced. The average federal employee makes twice as much as the average person in the private industry. We have a new ruling class, ladies and gentlemen, who are in charge, who are going to look after us. But, well, Frederick, you pick up the story.
Yeah. I was going to say that, isn't generally recognized, because people just really don't think about it. They go about their everyday work or leisure, is that the dollar is not an asset. It's a liability. I mean, gold is an asset if you hold it. Copper, if you're holding copper, that's an asset. A lathe, that's an asset. It produces money by work and by goods. But the dollar does not. It is a liability of the government, and historically, the government stood behind its currency by allowing the citizens to be able to redeem the currency at a certain rate in gold or silver, Now, in the United States, in most part of the world, that hasn't been true for 100 years, so that is forgotten at this point. We've really detached ourselves from that ability to be able to redeem the dollar. So at this point, it's not really even thought about. But when people realize that the government does not stand behind the dollar in any way, they will start redeeming in goods and services, and they will do so furiously. And that is that will be very inflationary.
I agree with you totally, and basically, people do not understand that down through the ages, if money wasn't redeemable in gold or something else, then certainly governments would certainly just keep printing money and printing money and printing money until it lost all value. And my concern, Frederick, is that what's going to happen is the American people are going to wake up and find out that the money they put in their pension fund retirement won't buy anything. If it's right now, I mean, $1 used to, $20 could buy 1 ounce of gold. Today, $20 will buy, it costs $1,600 to buy about an ounce of gold. And there are no restrictions placed upon the printing of money, and this, down through the ages, has already led to disaster, hasn't it? It's happened before, hasn't it, in America and in other countries?
Yes. The one thing I will say at the moment, looking at the situation today, is that the Federal Reserve in Europe and probably China, although China's too big for me to understand, but I take it from others that the same is true in China, is that the central banks are all not printing fast enough at this point because of the defaults that are happening. If you look at the United States, for instance, the house prices are falling. I think they will fall significantly more. Now, if somebody thinks about that, what are the consequences of that? That then there are people who are in more trouble, more walkaway, more banks, small banks in trouble, unable to lend. You just sort of think your way through that. And which is the reason I think that the Federal Reserve, I'm assuming they understand that. I think they know what the consequences are. And so therefore they're going to pick up the money printing efforts. But the fact is, at the moment, they are behind in doing so, and they aren't a fount of wisdom. And there is the possibility that deflation could happen, which means that the destruction of credit could happen faster than their printing of dollars. Now, I wrote something a couple of months back about people have, they attach gold to being only an asset during inflations. In fact, historically, the gold has done better at retaining people's purchasing power during deflations. And now, the reason is because those periods have been periods of financial mayhem, of when the currency just really wasn't trusted by anybody. And so even if the Federal Reserve is behind, does not get out and print enough to get inflation up, which they fully intend to do, gold is still the best place to be.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I think that gold... How about silver? Is silver a worthwhile investment at this point in history?
Absolutely. It isn't being given much thought when people are, a lot of people talking about, what are we going to do about a new monetary system? when the dollar, is no longer viable. And usually the solutions are based on some attachment to gold, not to silver. Nevertheless, silver will certainly be valued. The price will be much higher. A very important consideration in both gold and in silver is that in all probability there is much less physical gold and silver, that is, that you actually hold, than all of the promises out there of gold and silver. Now, that means the ETFs that are out there, futures contracts, in which hardly anybody ever settles a futures contract. They simply roll them over. So again, it's sort of that's like the dollar, a faith-based market, you can get what you want, chances are that is not true. It won't be for everybody. It certainly can't be, which is one reason that gold and silver probably will go up much higher in dollars and in purchasing power.
Well, Chris, I tell people to stay out of commodities because that's a great way to make a small fortune out of a large fortune. Because
mm-hmm.
they sometimes will run the price of gold down, as they did here and recently, from $1,900 an ounce to $1,600. They're holding it here. Do you really think we have free and open markets in gold and silver? Do you think these markets are more or less manipulated by the people behind the scenes?
Well, yes. If it sort of started at the beginning of markets, and that there is no question, and the Federal Reserve explicitly fixes the short-term rate. And now, with what is called as Operation Twist, where they're buying longer-term securities at a certain price, so at a certain rate, now they're fixing longer-term rates. There's no question that they interfere in other markets too, that they interfere in the gold market. There's no question. It is a central banker's worst enemy because it means that people are not trusting their brilliance at managing the currency. That they're instead trusting this dumb, inert metal to be a better price guide than their PhDs.
Well, basically, I think they should distrust their PhDs because they've been consistently wrong. What should people be doing at this time in history to help themselves and protect themselves? Because certainly, we're told, buy government bonds. I mean, this great investment. People are going to treasury securities or treasury bills or treasury bonds because that is secure, and people here, actually true. People are all throughout the world. A lot of Europeans are selling their money and buying T-bonds, which is one reason the price has gone up. The price of bonds is going up. But what should people do? What should the average American do to try to protect himself in uncertain financial times?
Mm-hmm. I think that owning precious metals is a good thing to do. I think right now that owning the precious metal stock is probably a better way to get price appreciation. Generally, the stocks will increase more than the price of gold or the price of silver when they're rising. But that hasn't happened this year. The stocks are way down. And gold is up some. Silver, I think, is about flat at this point because it has fallen. But they are priced, the gold and silver stocks are priced as if gold and silver are being mined at a much lower price right now. gold. Well, it depends on how you calculate, but you could say that it's being priced as if gold is being mined and sold at $1,200. Now, you can make a case that, well, it's dropped from 1900 to 1600. It could drop to 1200, and there is that possibility. I don't think so. I think it probably won't drop much more at this point. But in any case, the stocks themselves are, if you think that, you know, next year or the year after, gold will only be 1500, still, the stocks are very underpriced. I think it'll be much higher than that. But, in any case, the, stocks are not owned, by most, mutual funds. And there will come a day when, you know, they will be told by their analyst that you have to own a gold stock. And so they'll give them a recommendation, and then we'll hear that, some of the large funds starting to buy gold stocks. And the other thing is, if they stay at this price, they'll just be bought out because it's so much cheaper than the assets. A lot of people just look at what the amount is that's mined each year, but really a gold mine is worth the gold in the ground. I mean, that's money. And there will be some who will just start buying them because they know that the price of money, real money, is higher than it's priced at right now. And once a wave of acquisitions or mergers gets underway, well, that, no matter what industry that is, that always gets people excited and prices start rising.
Well, you hang on there. Our guest is Frederick Sheehan. His book, Greenspan's Bubble, when we get back, we'll tell you how to get his material. And if you have a question, 877-254-7544.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution
As conflict in the Middle East intensifies, our preparedness is vital, and the need for increased blood supplies is imminent. A pint of blood could save the life of one of our servicemen or women across the world. Give blood generously. Your donation will help ensure the lifeline of victory. Call the American Red Cross for details. That's from A-Best Enterprises for quality services backed by their years of experience. Call 303-659-4477. That's A-Best Enterprises in Brighton. They care about the safety and health of our troops overseas.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Frederick Sheehan, his book, Greenspan's Bubble, and he's written several other books. He writes a blog. You'll find it on the Internet on a regular basis. If you have a question, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I believe we're on the edge of a financial apocalypse. I believe that they're trying to keep the American people fat, dumb, and happy, centered on the basketball season, the negotiations, the upcoming World Series in baseball, the football leagues, and, of course, Lindsay Lohan's latest escapade, and Conrad Murray, Michael Jackson's doctor. Oh, that's so important, and night after night, we hear about this. Where's the important thing? Certainly the invasion of Uganda by American troops as we prepare. You know, this is how we got in Vietnam. We had to go into Vietnam just military advisors to help the people there secure democracy. And now we have an African military command. We're committing troops to Uganda. Is this another escapade? Are we going to occupy all the countries of Africa with our military? But the important issues are never discussed. We discuss the unimportant issues, but of course one of the most important ones is the impending financial collapse of the American dollar. Well, certainly if you have a question for our guest, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Frederick, how can people get your book? How can people get your blog and your writing?
Mm-hmm. They can, if their bookstore's left, they I don't know if it would be, if either one would be there now. Pander at a Power, which was my book that I wrote alone about Greenspan, is certainly available on Amazon. That's Panderer to Power. And Greenspan's Bubbles that I wrote with Bill Fleckenstein is also on Amazon. And my website is AU Contrarian. AU is in gold, and then Contrarian, .com. And there are articles, and there are blogs that I write about once a week of what is happening today. I wrote one actually last night that went out this morning. Those are the places that you can read what I have written.
Well, certainly the situation in Europe, they keep talking about coming up with a solution. I don't think there is a solution other than to destroy the value of the currencies over there, to try to prop up Greece and Spain and Portugal and Italy. And even France is having real problems, and the real problem is that the banks have made all sorts of loans based upon debt that they knew would never be repaid, and a lot of the major banks of Europe are in real trouble. And of course, that is manifest here because many of the banks in Europe are financed in large part by banks here in the United States. And then, of course, a lot of derivative contracts have been written about promises that the banks here will guarantee that nobody's going to default on a loan over there in Europe. And we're talking about, well over $100 trillion that were held by Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, on the debts over there in Europe. And certainly Now, the interesting thing is they're being allowed to transfer those debts, which were issued, you know, as if they were insurance policies with no money behind them, having nothing to do with the function of the bank. Now, suddenly, they're being transferred to the bank so that they'll be guaranteed by the FDIC, which means that the federal government, our government, is going to have to stand behind those derivatives. And if there's $100 or $5 or even $5 or $10 trillion in default, it could wreck our whole financial system. And we're talking well over $100 trillion that has simply over this last week been transferred literally to the responsibility of the American people. How can the banks do that? They never should have written the derivatives to begin with. A derivative is an insurance policy with no money set aside to pay the insurance if the thing collapses. I think Warren Buffett had referred to derivatives as financial weapons of mass destruction. But how can the banks suddenly make that our responsibility, the FDIC, federal government's responsibility? I would think that they would be held responsible, and you can't transfer from one account to another when there's no money in the other account, can you?
The Fed waved its magic wand and all of a sudden made the FDIC responsible for Bank of America's derivatives, which should have, it's an outrage and should have been the top news story. But as you mentioned, football games in the World Series are more important. The liability that was shifted to the FDIC is much larger than the GDP. So in other words, if we were the American people ultimately stand behind it. So if we worked for a whole year without 1 cent going to us, but all of it going to the government to pay off all the counterparties of Bank of America's derivative contracts, then they might make good on it. So obviously this is a liability that cannot be honored, and if Bank of America does default, it seems as though, the fact that they did this, which is a desperate move, is more of an indication the Bank of America is in deep trouble than it is going to create just chaos, which they haven't thought through. But that's true if you go to Europe and look at the huge amount of liabilities that essentially Germany is expected to ante up for. But if they were to do so, they would be bankrupt. There's no question about that. There are trillions of dollars that some have been acknowledged, many have not. Some are hid in offshore accounts. If somebody can get to the bottom of how DEFRA, which is the Irish bank bought by the German Hypo Real Estate, with an off-balance sheet bad debt side pocket that has at least $1 trillion in receivables, well, they're better at being able to pick through accounting statements than I can. But that's just one instance of another huge amount of losses, $1 trillion in losses that has not been acknowledged. And this is these sorts of say malpractices only come out in the clear when there is deep trouble. Enron went along fine. Actually, for a while, it really did go along fine. But it was only when it was cash short.
Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment.
Alpha Plastics and Design in Fort Collins presents this message remembering September 11, 2001. We should focus on the courage shown by the police and firefighters who risked and lost their lives attempting to save others. Let the memory of their brave deeds live in our hearts. This is a reminder from Alpha Plastics and Design, 201 Rome Court in Fort Collins, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and for their sacrifices.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates. And while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Alpha Plastics and Design in Fort Collins presents this message remembering September 11, 2001. We should focus on the courage shown by the police and firefighters who risked and lost their lives attempting to save others. Let the memory of their brave deeds live in our hearts. This is a reminder from Alpha Plastics and Design, 201 Rome Court in Fort Collins, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and for their sacrifices. Laramie Youth Crisis Center says all too often young people reach out for help to people they love the most but fail to communicate. When a teenager feels they've got no one to turn to, the result is usually tragic. Take time to listen. You could be the difference in a youngster's future. That's from the Youth Crisis Center, offering a home away from home and playing an integral part in our children's well-being. If you're a teen who wants help, call our 24-hour crisis line at 307-742-5936. That's 303-742-5936.
Well, I just stand here, I guess, this morning for you. She had his book, Greenspan's Bubble, and other book on, what was the name of the other book?
It's Pandora to Power.
Pandora to Power.
Which is the legacy of Alan Greenspan and how he's left us with a perpetual depression.
And the question is, was this foolishness? Did Alan Greenspan know exactly what he was doing? Remember, he was a disciple of Ayn Rand. If you've read his book, he will tell you he believes, at least he claims he believes in the gold system and a free enterprise system. We have a controlled economic system. He said he was going to have two choices, to oppose the system from without or to join it and work from within. But, of course, at least according to Congressman Ron Paul, Alan Greenspan, when confronted with an essay he wrote back in the 1960s on the importance of the gold-backed currency, he commented to Alan, to Congressman Ron Paul, "I recently reread that article, and I would not change a word of it." It's well worthwhile reading. We have it up on my webpage. And because the only thing that gives stability to money is a gold-backed currency. Alan Greenspan did that and has done everything he could to destroy our economic system. For better or for worse, we're stuck with it. The system is in the process of crumbling from within. And it's not just our economic system. Europe is having very real problems. China's having very real problems. And if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call, 877-254-7524. And you must protect yourself at the present time. You've got to, should people get out of debt or should they expand their debt and pay it back with worthless dollars as the whole House of Cards coming down? What do you tell people to do, Frederick?
Well, besides precious metals, there is something that is often written, and I've written it, is that savers are being chased out of saving because interest rates are 0% into higher risk investments. I hope that people who are savers and read that don't take it so literally that they think, that means that I have to do something. I don't know what to do, but it means I have to do something, so I have to get that money out of savings and do something. Well, having cash is not the worst thing to have. It's better than something that goes down. And I remember something that Peter Bernstein wrote, who was a very good investment thinker, that cash always hurts the most just before it becomes the most valuable asset of all. We might not be at just the point where that is true, but I think that cash, holding some cash, will be valuable to be able to put to use. It is depreciating against goods, but it is also good to hold because I think that we are going to see a lot of assets that are going to fall in price. I think holding real assets is important. I mentioned before gold, silver, or run a lathe or run a farm. But also stocks generally do pretty well during periods of inflation, not during deflation. We may be heading into that right now, into a temporary period anyway, which may take the stock market down. Maybe take it down considerably, but during inflationary periods, the stock market will generally give returns. And as I mentioned before, I think gold and silver stocks are probably the most underpriced area in the stock market right now. The other thing is that, thinking of the 70s, where people will make some comparisons, there are a couple of disadvantages we have compared to the 70s. One is that wages are, on the whole, falling, or they're flat with inflation. Now, in the 70s, wages generally went up, and often they stayed ahead of inflation during the 70s. So the comparison between now and the 70s usually doesn't make that point. The other is that there was an asset that did go up a lot in the 70s, which was houses. It was when, I think it was, and I had it in my book, which I can't remember anymore, was that the number of members of the national, whatever it is, real estate, realtors group, went from something like 100,000 to 700,000 during the 1970s. So a lot of people were switching to selling houses because it was a great place to make money then. Today it is not. At some point, I think that there is just going to be, just call it a waterfall, when they are just dumped on the market at a low price and where, some people who are smart will make money. It is not a place, I think, for people who don't really know what they're doing to be doing anything. So what I would say, again, is don't be afraid to hold cash. Own gold and silver in a stock market. Own gold and silver stocks, I think, right now. And overall, resources are getting scarce. This is not just because when people talk about, 2008, remember what happened to all the resources, how copper went down and everything else? True. That's very true. And that probably will happen again. But we are short of them. It's going to cost more to get them out. It's going to cost more in equipment and pipelines and shipping and water, which is getting essential and of which there is less of around the world. So all of these areas are places that are going to need to be financed, where we need to invest, I think that it will be the best place to invest or get a job. I think Wall Street will probably be the last place to get a job, but that is what I would suggest.
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, Dan, back here, how do you understand what's going on today? Well, you have to understand the principle of money. We have a little pamphlet we put together. It's called The History of Money, and it's based upon five of our newsletters. I think it's $3.95. We have another Sydney of five newsletters based upon Andrew Jackson's farewell address in 1837. Nothing has changed since that time. The same forces are still at work controlling the world monetary system, because behind everything going on are powerful secret societies and a worldwide subversive movement. And the same forces that Andrew Jackson fought in 1830s control the world monetary system today. That pamphlet is called Prophetic Warning. So those two of those, I suggest, Sydney, we carry the books on the Meltdown by Thomas Wood and Pushback by Thomas Wood. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Thomas Wood's two books we certainly recommend. We have a book called The Coming Battle, written in 1899 by an attorney, Mr. Walter, and he simply said that the banks want to rule the world, and that's The Coming Battle is the title. The Coming Battle, well, the banks do rule the world. The Federal Reserve is not a government agency, although they want you to believe it is. It's a privately owned central bank, not controlled by the government. It controls the government. Okay, they control the money, and by creating money, they simply buy and sell the politicians. Most of our politicians are for sale. They give them the money to get reelected. And, of course, they've convinced us we're a democracy, not a republic. So whatever the congressmen say goes, and the congressmen vote the way they're told to, at least the majority of them do. You need to get the book, The Coming Battle, by Mr. Walther, written in 1899, because the nightmare he described has come to pass today. Now, to understand how it all fits together, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because that not only explains what's going on, but, of course, explains the spiritual forces behind these people who are working to bring about a world government. You need to have this information. Of course, if you want more detail, Professor Quigley's classic book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, actively suppressed for many years, available now through our ministry, and it's 1,342 pages, but it's the most important book you'll ever read. And Professor Quigley was absolutely, totally in sympathy with these people. They let him go through the secret records of the secret society back in the early 1960s. He openly talks about that. And then, of course, the secret movement in 1921 created the Council on Foreign Relations, which was to be a front for the secret movement.
and when Gary Allen out at the Council on Foreign Relations back in 1971, 1972, then they formed the Trilateral Commission, which is the secret cabal that runs America. We have copies, and Chris, the book, that book is available, Dundare College Conspiracy. We have Barry Goldwater's 1979 book, with no apologies, where he tells you the purpose of the Trilateral Commission is to take over the financial and commercial interests. He's talking about of the whole world by first seizing control of the government of the United States, and they've done that. Between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president came from the membership rolls of the 79 people who belong to the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, eight of the 10 World Trade Representatives, seven of the 12 Secretaries of State, and nine of the Secretaries of Defense. All the key positions came from members of the Trilateral Commission. You go to the poll every 4 years to vote for the candidates of their choice, and their candidate always wins. My number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. This is our program on the Internet, 24 hours a day. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it.